No. Today, I think about right now where I live is around 60 something, but I haven't seen much of the sun in a very long time.
You timed your travel wrong. We're having very beautiful weather here right now.
I always do. It's supposed to clear up for the weekend, and I'm heading off to Helsinki, so.
Oh, boy.
I think everyone at NIAAA is heading. It's 61 degrees right now. And for the rest of the week, partly cloudy. The high is going to be about 65. So, unless the weather gets better by the end of the month.
It'll probably get better by then.
It's been much fun. Weather's been bad. No, even extended forecast through June 11th, or the highs only in the 68. The chance of precipitation is 20% every day. It rained here the last few days. I mean, it's misty, and it never rains here in May or June. So it's been weird.
Did the kids get off school?
Not yet, no. A lot of traffic accidents, so. You know, when the roads get wet here after it hasn't rained in a long time, all the oil comes up and they get really slippery.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of traffic accidents. So, hi, Jill.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
You get my apology?
I haven't.
Oh, I apologize for that other email.
I haven't opened my email
I
yet.
chastised Jill for sending out the reminder so late yesterday. Then I didn't realize she had sent out on Friday, too. I apologize.
I always send one out a week before and then the day before.
Okay. All right, who else?
Tim. Hi, Ed. It's Dan.
It's Charlie.
Someone else just joined us. All right, so I have myself, Andy, Fung, Jennifer, Kathy, Tim, Dan, Dale, and Lori. Anyone else?
Charlie.
Okay. All right, well, I guess we can get going. We are, Jill, do you want to, we're meeting Sunday night, I believe, 7 to 8 o'clock?
That's correct. And we'll figure out a location, and I'll send an email with that location.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if RSA can't provide us with a room, a small room to meet in, we can always meet in someone's room or on my boat. So... I'm sure we could fit us all in the boat, so it'll work. And it's only going to be a short meeting to kind of discuss. I think Ken, Michael, and I talked about it, and I think the progress on the basic science parts are going well. And so we were not as concerned with the basic science as we were with the clinical projects. There's going to be a meeting of the Science Advisory Board and NIAAA staff to discuss the progress of the various projects. And that meeting is Sunday. Is that Sunday or Monday morning?
It's Monday.
Monday morning? Okay. And that will be a breakfast. And that's been arranged in the... Jill, do you remember the name of the restaurant?
I think it's pronounced Lyle's or Lyle's.
Okay.
It's the only one that serves breakfast, so it should be easy to smell.
Okay. So for that meeting, what I do need, everyone's progress report, I believe, was due on the 1st of June. There might be one or two exceptions to that, but if people could send me what they sent off to NIAAA, we can put those together and... then I can provide that for that meeting, and that would be helpful. And I'd like to do it before, at least a week before the meeting starts. So if people could get me those non-competitive renewals for this last round, that would be appreciated.
Jill, are we likely to know about the location of the Sunday night meeting before we start traveling on Friday evening for me?
Probably not, because I'll contact Debbie Sharp and see if they can provide us with a room for Sunday evening. And they usually do. They usually just don't know which room it can be in, because they have rooms booked throughout the whole day. But I'll get in touch with Debbie today and see if they can provide us with a small room. And then we can email that. All right?
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, Ed. I'm Michael. I'm here.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. You?
Good, thanks.
Right. I think that for this call, you know, there's just basically we're going to see each other in 3 weeks and we can discuss anything then. But is there any progress that anyone would like to mention or report at this meeting? Any new publications, et cetera? No. Okay. I have really not a lot. So, Dale, do you want to update us on anything going on at NIAAA?
Well, yeah, I can. Andy and I were talking about this earlier, but just for the sake of all, he was curious where things stood with administrative supplements. And as I mentioned, and you probably all recall, we were inviting them to be submitted by May 1 or June 1, and June 1 has just passed, so there may be some that are still percolating through the system and haven't gotten to my desk, for example. But we have begun starting to evaluate the ones that have come in and even moved on some of them. And the reality, you know, that I've mentioned before to this group, I'm sure, is that there are far more requests than we have dollars for. And that's approaching, we're somewhere in the $10 to $15 requested for every one that we actually have. So it's making it almost impossible to fill requests that, you know, reached for the maximum or near the maximum amount of $100,000 a year. So, you know, while some of those might get awarded, the decisions that are being made, at least on my divisional level, I'm primarily seeing smaller requests being made. With the idea of spreading the wealth a little bit. So I just wanted people to keep that in mind.
Dale?
Yeah.
I don't think Fung is on this call. He's in Taiwan. But he did submit for June 1 administrative supplement to expand some neuroimaging work in the mice. And then he and I also submitted one for student support, one of the, you know, the summer undergraduate summer term students that should get there as well, or has gotten there at this point.
When was that one submitted, do you recall?
They were both for June 1, so they were submitted in the last week, I think.
Are the summer student applications as time limited as the supplements, apart from the fact that they need been before the end of the summer?
They were for 2009 and 2010, as I understood it, and they would fund the 2009 summer as quickly as possible.
Uh-huh.
I will say that we have already processed those that we have had already in hand, and that doesn't necessarily preclude others that will yet to receive.
We couldn't make the May 1 deadline. It just wasn't possible. So.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of a lack of clarity, I think, with some of these We didn't. I don't think we really specified very clearly what our expectations were for the summer supplements per se. So it would have been reasonable just to use the administrative supplement guidelines. Mm-hmm. After all, it is a form of administrative supplement.
Yeah, we did submit it under the appropriate guidelines. For student supplements. So
I understand that those are currently they have to be approved at the White House. And that some of them, anyway, from NIAAA have gotten out of NIAAA and
yes.
have been forward to the administrative branch for
yes.
signatures. But I don't know of anyone who's received it yet.
Is it too late to send those in now or for 2009 summer?
I don't honestly know the answer to that question. I think that we have... we have been successful with all those that we have submitted so far. I think this is a clear priority of NIH and an obvious way to put people to work. I think, unlike all the other mechanisms, this seems to be one where we haven't really, hit a cap of any sort, it seems to me. So I wouldn't discourage anyone from putting in a request for summer supplements. Whether it's too late or not, I don't know. If you were to submit one soon and it had to do with summer of 2009, we would process it as quickly as we could and see where it goes. And I'll look into that on this end too, and see if I can come up with different information. But
that would be great. Thank you.
I can tell you that some of them have been reduced in numbers. So
yeah, I'm aware of that too. And exactly where or why that took place isn't clear. But I think I'm not even sure what the idea was. I suspect they were just trying to keep the various. It was probably a spread the wealth sort of approach, and I think people looking after the overall aims of the Stimulus Act are also, cognizant of geographic locations of where the money's going, and so these all might have factored in, but. I've seen this in a couple instances where there have been reductions, but modest requests for one or two students have pretty much sailed straight through without any kind of modification.
And according to the notice, they can be submitted to any time during fiscal year 2009-2010.
Okay, good.
So...
Dale, on the administrative supplements, what is the time frame for decisions on those that went in, for June 1?
Well, they're administrative decisions that are being handled at the division level, and so I can say that those coming to my division are already being discussed. Some of them are being moved on. But we're trying not to blow through our budget, knowing that there will be some June ones coming in. Presumably have arrived, but haven't necessarily made it to the division level yet. So I don't see any reason, since that was the last date, that we posted it as a receipt date, why we would delay it. More than a few weeks. Of course, things like RSA might derail us a little bit, but I suspect we're going to be focusing on these things in the next week or so after all have had a chance to get our hands. And then the processing of them might take several weeks after that before we know anything firm. So sometime in the next month and a half, a lot of those decisions may be resolved.
There was one other thing I should have mentioned. I did hear from John Hannigan, and he told me that I would have the reviews on the developmental grant within the next, by the end of this week. And then we can make decisions on that either via email or at the meeting. Get everyone's opinion on that. But so we should have that completed by the end of the month and let people know who's going to be funded on those. So, all right. there anything else?
I just want to remind everybody to upload their publications onto the Google that Jill set up. We had some people who have and some who haven't, so if you can do that, that'd be great, because then we can keep it updated on the website.
I added one yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Tim, you're going to go ahead anyway with your imaging project, despite Andy's reservations?
Well, I really think so, yeah, yes.
Okay. All right. Andy Hull had some reservations about the detail that would be provided, so he was concerned, and I think Tim responded appropriately and said that they could go ahead and had the appropriate personnel to do that. And I don't know. I think the funds have been allocated. I'm not sure they've been sent to you or not. But
I don't think they have.
Okay. I'll look into that. Jill, can you see what Julie Asford knows about that?
Absolutely.
I know Kathy has an article submitted. Anyone else? Jennifer, how's your things going?
They're going all right. We're still kind of waiting on some of the methodological issues that Carl's group is dealing with. So kind of waiting on some data from that, but we're getting geared up to collect some more tissue on a follow-up study for that. But that's one thing that's kind of holding us up.
Well, that's it for now. I mean, I'll see you all in a couple of weeks. So,
actually, the clinical call.
Pardon, Jill?
On the clinical call, there was a request for an update from Dr. Goodlett on where the special issue was standing.
Well, I would love to give an update, but I can't get people to do things for me very well during the stimulus package proposal. I think I'll communicate with each of the authors within the next day or two on that, Jill.
Okay.
All righty, well, that's it from here then. Please send me those non-competitive renewals so that we those together.
I sent Fung's to Jill. Is that where they are supposed to
go? Yeah, that'll be fine, either Jill or myself. And we'll put them together, package them, and send them out to the appropriate individuals, and then we'll be meeting at the RSA to see how that progress is coming along. And like I said, I don't expect too much problems with the basic science projects. They seem to be moving ahead. It's more than cool. And, Jill, have you put those graphs up that you showed me the other day? Are they all available on Google on the human projects?
Yeah, if anyone wants to take a look and see what some of the clinical groups, how they're progressing, all of you, through your email address, have been invited to Google Docs. So the same place where the CIFASD publication is housed, you'll also see listings for those projects, and you can click through the different tabs of graphs.
Ed, when we have the conference in the fall, is that going to be only for the clinical, or is that going to be a combined meeting?
We're going to have to wait to see where the clinical progress is. There's, you know, like I said, I'm kind of not in favor of having a meeting until they have data that they can talk about.
So would you anticipate that would include the basic science, or would that be just a separate?
I think it'd be
meeting?
Like we did last time.
Okay.
You know, the one overlapping day. Peter. Oh, I just got a notice that Peter Hammond's award has gone through. So that's for the imaging people who need him. He should be available now. And I think he's hired someone specifically to work on this project. So if you have imaging data, you should be in touch with Peter about that.
Great.
other than that, I think everything's going okay.
Perfect.
Any other comments? Any other comments? If not, I'll see you all in San Diego.
Ed, I wanted to say one more thing. This is Dale. And it's relevant to the stimulus awards. And that is just to make it clear to everyone that my role with CFAS is as project scientist, and there's another person who's the technically the program officer, and that's Peter Gao, G-A-O. And so he has a large role in evaluating supplement requests. In fact, you know, he is the person who does that in relation to CFAS. And so I thought people should be aware of that in case they wanted to make direct inquiries with him to check on the status of things they've submitted. I'm privy to these things, but it might be more efficient for some of you who are extremely curious about what's going on directly with Peter.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the various projects within CFAS, though, have different program officers. I may be mistaken about that, but I think, like John, I think it's Sarah's, but I'm not sure.
What did you say about Sarah's?
I think John.
Matochik?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could very well be. Maybe I over.
I think you need to check, because I think each of us has a different. I mean, I think they tried to have a similar person. I know mine's Peter.
Okay. And this information would be available on the Commons, I'm sure, and on notice of awards.
Right.
Although Peter's relatively new, so you may not have an award notice that reflects him. But anyway, I can look.
If you go to your last renewal, it'll tell you on the bottom who the person is.
Program officer. Yeah.
Yeah, who the program officer is. If you go to Commons, you check on. Click on your award, and on the bottom of that page, it'll tell you who the program officer is, and that's where the inquiries probably should be made for information about a specific supplement.
If anyone wants to, email me offline, I can look up the information and provide it.
All righty, then. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Take care.
Thanks, Ed. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.